The Escambia Santa Rosa County Bar Foundation, they do an annual grant program. And it's amazing the things that they cover. But I tell you what, we have got the president of the foundation, Sheika Drayton, on. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling in.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Very excited to be here.
Well, you know, this is your, y'all, the grants are anywhere from $500 to $1,500 range. What are y'all looking for the foundation in giving these grants out? Who are you trying to help?
We're trying to reach community organizations that align with our mission. And basically, we know that there are so many programs out there, organizations out there doing the work, and we want to support them with our grants.
Great, great. Now, who are some of the groups that have gotten grants before?
So education is a huge pillar of our mission. So we have supported Pine Forest High School. We've supported the First Judicial Mock Trial Program. And we've also supported things like the Jazz for Justice initiative put on by Legal Services of North Florida.
If someone wanted to apply for a grant, what's the process?
The process is very straightforward. You can visit esrba.com/foundation, and you can get the grant application that's always live online. And once you've filled out the application, you can submit it to our executive director, Jeff Knoll, or to any member of our board of directors.
The voice we're listening to is Sheika Drayton. She is the president of the Escambia Santa Rosa Bar Foundation. This is the philanthropic arm of the local bar association. They've got grants available. It is from initiatives, you know, from $500 to $1,500, just enough to really to make a difference in a place. I love the photo that Jeff Knoll, y'all's executive director, circulated of the Pine Forest High School kids. And just you can see that the Bar Association here, and particularly the foundation, is having an impact on the community.
Yes, it was great. They did Black History vignettes for a radio station, and then those same students were invited to attend a luncheon with ESRBA, so they got to sit down and talk with local, you know, attorneys and judges, and it really made an impact on both the students as well as the, you know, the attorneys.
Well, great. Sheika, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, take care.